Listen, what can you hear? This part of the park is full of life. Listen carefully. That is the sound of an air raid siren going off. It was 1940, and down Cardiff docks, the bombing was about to get really bad. That was when Sean's mam decided that he needed to go somewhere safe, to go somewhere to get away from the bombs. "You're going to stay with your Aunt Maud for a bit," she told him, "in Lisvain." You see, in those days, this part of Cardiff, where we are now, was still a little village, surrounded by green fields and thick woodlands. The rest of the city hadn't grown big enough to join up with us here. But Sean did not want to go to stay with Aunt Maud in Lisvain. He didn't want to go for two reasons. One was that all of his school friends were being evacuated to towns in the valleys, and he wanted to go with them. The second was that Sean did not like his Aunt Maud. Not one bit. Aunt Maud was very tall and very thin, with a permanently sour expression. She was extremely rich, much richer than Sean and his mam. And she lived in a big house surrounded by green fields and woodland. Maybe you came past that house on your way to the park today. It won't be surrounded by fields any longer, but it's probably still as big and as grand as it was back then. It had lots of windows and lots of dark corridors on it, and it was surrounded by a thick, dark hedge. Now, up until now, Sean had only ever gone to visit Aunt Maud on special occasions, like her birthday. She would make him take afternoon tea with her in the conservatory. She was very strict about things like sitting up straight and using the right knife and fork. When Sean tried to use his finger to scoop up the stray cake crumbs, she nearly fainted with horror. And now Sean had to live with her. He was not happy about the idea. "Can I stay with you, ma'am?" he pleaded. "I'm not afraid of bombs." Now, Mam looked as sad as Sean felt about having to leave him at Aunt Maud's. But she wouldn't back down. She gave him his suitcase and a big hug and told him to mind his manners. And then she said thank you to Aunt Maud for taking care of Sean and left them both to it. Sean couldn't believe it. She'd really done it. She'd left him stranded with Aunt Maud, of all people, in the middle of nowhere. He hated the first few days. He hated his aunt. He hated his mam for making him be here. He hated this stupid big house. The house was creaky and old and filled with things he wasn't allowed to touch or play with. And in the mornings, Aunt Maud made him do sums and reading so he wouldn't fall behind in school. In the afternoons, that was when Aunt Maud rested in her bedroom for hours, and Sean was left with nothing to do. Nothing at all. He was so bored. Now, the only thing Sean liked about the house was that from his bedroom window he could see Cardiff. Perhaps you can find a spot in this park where you can see the city. There are some amazing views from here. Sean could see all the way down to the docks on a clear day. He could imagine that he was back home with his mam, where he really wanted to be. But, you know, imagining stuff, it wasn't really enough for Sean. He wanted to do something. So, it was on the third day that Sean decided to go on an adventure. The bottom of Aunt Maud's garden was enclosed by the same big, thick, dark hedge that was all around the house. The hedge was made up of lots of trees with thick, stubby trunks, and there were gaps in between them. There was one gap that was just big enough for a medium-sized boy to squeeze through. And that's what Sean did. When he was sure Aunt Maud was fast asleep and dreaming during her afternoon rest, he squeezed through the hedge and he popped out in what seemed to be a park. There were trees and small winding paths and flowers and birds, and it was incredibly beautiful. Sean walked and walked. He walked and he wondered and he took it all in. It was magical. It was his own secret magical park. He walked until he ended up right about, well, here. Right about where you are. So, why don't you walk now with Sean as he explores deeper? Keep going up this path until you come to a pond.